Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you day 23 in the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, a challenge for podcasters to create a podcast today for the month of August. And it is the 23rd day, which means it's still August 23rd. We are cruising on through August. And I was going to do a little different format for this show, but kind of ran out of time because, well, I'll tell you in a second. But first, a response to Mr. Mark. You were talking about Stanton T. Friedman. And at first, I got confused. I thought you were talking about Stan Freberg, who does a whole bunch of stuff, but I know him best for some Dr. Demento songs. Or if you've ever heard that song, I Ain't Getting Nothing for Christmas, he did that one too. So, no, they are not the same person. I had to look it up. So thanks for the education. I like it when I have to go look things up and educate myself a little bit more. Last night, I said we were off to go see the Hidden Brain podcast in Mesa. And while we went to Mesa, we got there on the wrong day. For whatever reason, the appointment I put on the calendar said Friday, but the tickets clearly said the 23rd. So when we got there, we looked at the tickets because we got there. I was like, hey, the parking's not bad. We were about an hour early and the doors were closed and most of the other doors were barricaded off. We went, how do you get in? And Donna said, you sure we're here on the right day? Well, the calendar said it was right day. And then she said, look at the tickets again. I said, well, it tells you where you're sitting. Doesn't tell you what door to go. And it also says August 23rd. Oops. So we headed a couple miles over to the H Mart, but before we went to the H Mart, we stopped into a used bookstore that had all kinds of other stuff. I felt like I walked into the vendor mart at Dragon Con. There were bobbleheads, and there were anime toys, and manga, and they had some vinyl in the back, and it was rather pricey for a used bookstore. Some of the albums were labeled as Japanese pressing, so we looked it up and found out what that means in terms of, you know, quality and tonal quality. But because it was pricier, I mean, they wanted $19 for the Eagles the long run. I'm like, I love this album, and it's been used, but I'm not spending $19 on it. Then we started thumbing through the CDs. Lots of CDs. Oh my gosh. Lots of CDs. And they had Pink Floyd's The Wall on CD for $100. Like, yikes. Now, some CDs were, you know, $5. It really depended on what you were looking for. But $100 for The Wall? Ouch. We walked out of there purchasing nothing and went over to H Mart, which is an Asian grocery store. We've been there with Lisa and Grantis a week or two ago after the football game. And no, not after the football game, we went to the hot dog place. We went to H Mart after something else. I can't remember what we were doing down there. But we wandered around, Donna and I. She said, I want to get some sake. So we, lots of selection of sake. Wow, lots of selection. You could get anything from a big bottle for $8 to a little bottle for $90 and anything in between. I am not a sake connoisseur. There is a name for that. It's like a sommelier for sake. My friend Lauren is trained to be that. I forget the name, but it is a thing. And I am not one of them. So we picked up a bottle and had a little snort last night before bed. Felt pretty good. What did we also get? We got some chocolate-covered macadamias and one other. Oh, some. They had the Aloha Passion Orange Guava. They had some of the juices in there. Whenever we go to Hawaii, we like to get the Pog. Passion Orange and Guava. So we got a couple cans, one for Lisa and one for Grantis when they get back. We did not get any of our own. As I mentioned, wanted to get to this a little earlier, but did not. Spent 6 hours working on our 5-minute intro video for Dragon Con. Got all the clips from Clinton and Craig and me and put them all together. And when I imported them into my editor, it said, this isn't the best format, because they were the ones from Donna and the ones from my sister that I recorded on Zoom. And it was okay. It was going okay in the editor. And then when I exported, I didn't get any video half the time. Sometimes I got video for them. Sometimes I didn't. No problem with the clips from Craig that he also recorded on Zoom, or Clinton that he got on his phone. So everything else was okay except for these two people some of the time. And it was driving me batty. Tried exporting at different bit rates. Tried exporting at different frame rates. Nothing worked. I thought maybe I could outsmart it. So I started looking around. I said, maybe VLC will help. If I import it into VLC, can play it and then export it. Nope. Exported it out of VLC, brought it into the app and says, I don't like that format. It wouldn't even import it, let alone let me edit anything. So searched around for a couple of online sites that would let me do conversions from MP4 to MP4. Brought those in, worked fine. Then I had to go through the meticulous task of taking every clip, like 10 for Donna and 9 for my sister, and matching them to what I'd previously edited. So it made it a little easier to go, I need the clip from 1 minute 48 seconds. I need the clip from 1 minute 53 seconds. I need the clip from 2 minutes 15 seconds. And then chop those out, put them in, align them, drop them in, re-render. But that took another 2 hours. So it was, I hope you enjoy it. It was a labor of love, and it is done. So let's get into the song of the day. Now that I've told you about my day, song of the day is Imagine by John Lennon from Star Trek Mom. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. Isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace. Ooh. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing. They say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. Thank you, Star Trek Mom, for that. Appreciate the request. And if you want to make a request, there's still time. I know there's a lot of songs still on the list, and I am practicing some of them. There are still some tricky spots, so give me a chance. I may or may not get to them in the next week. Can't make any promises, but I'd love to have some more to choose from. If you want to do that, Go over to ctomasi.link/DDOP25. It's a long list. There's like 300 songs in there. And you can rate a previous performance. I'd love to hear from you on that as well. ctomasi.link/DDOP25. Some of you I will see in just a few days. The others, everybody. I hope you take care. Stay safe. Love you. Bye.